The FBI expects more arrests this week in Operation Candyman, a sting on a computer-based pornography ring that targeted children. More than 89 people have been arrested in 26 states, including two Catholic priests. Last week, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston announced it will pay up to $30 million to settle a lawsuit involving 86 plaintiffs. They claim they were molested by a now defrocked priest. The Vatican has not commented. John Allen covers the Vatican for the National Catholic Reporter. Why has the Vatican remained silent?
Very quickly, there are three factors. One is the Vatican is slow to get engaged on anything. You sort of let problems develop before you step in with a solution, which is there is great wisdom in many cases. On the other hand, when there is an urgent problem, it means that the Vatican is sometimes slow to respond. Secondly, the Vatican is still psychologically, culturally, a European institution, and this simply is not the burning issue in Europe that it is in the States. And in fact, you can go through your whole day in ecclesiastical Rome without talking about this issue unless you happen to bump into another American. I talked to a senior prelate this morning who said it's really only been in the last week and a half that key officials in this pontificate have sort of woken up to the gravity of the situation in the States. Third, I think there is, I know, based on my conversations with senior Vatican officials, there is some suspicion that some of these charges and some of the very aggressive reporting around these charges may have been motivated by anti-Catholicism, by people who resent the strong positions the Church has taken on issues like abortion and divorce and so forth. And there is some reluctance to feed that. And so I think all those factors together explain why there hasn't been a more aggressive and more swift response.
By some estimates, the Catholic Church in the United States has paid out nearly $1 billion to settle claims and abuse cases. Has the Vatican had to pay out any damages?
No, because the Vatican has not been a direct party to any of these lawsuits. On the other hand, the United States, along with the Bishops' Conference of Germany, is the largest annual contributor to the Vatican's operating budget. It costs about $200 million to keep the Vatican in the black on an annual basis, and the U.S. Catholic Church in two Sundays, according to some estimates, brings in around that amount of money. And if the U.S. Church faces more and more of these lawsuits and more of its discretionary income gets tied up in paying settlements, certainly that is going to have impact on the financial stability of the Vatican.
In Boston, Cardinal Bernard Law has apologized for inaction to years of abuse by priests in his archdiocese. An editorial in the Wall Street Journal yesterday is the latest to urge Cardinal Law's resignation. Is the Vatican concerned about damage to the Church's authority?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that there is a strong concern about that, and nor is this unprecedented. I mean, the Church went through this recently with Archbishop John Ward in Cardiff, who faced similar sorts of allegations about not responding appropriately to allegations of abuse against his clergy, and eventually had to resign, and that may well be the case in Boston. We have to see how the story develops. Clearly, when the accusations reach the ranks of senior members of the clergy, and above all, when they reach the cardinals, who are the Pope's closest advisors and closest support system in a national church, that gets the Vatican's attention.
John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.